Long day. Long night.
Yeah.
My poor baby. Do you even want to talk about it? Yeah, but I will. Tells me everything. Yeah, I was opting for an early night. Yeah, I was tired, and even though there were things to watch on TV, I kind of miss watching things with you. Even if we're not cuddling up, even if we're just sitting on a couch each watching TV, not even saying a word, I prefer it. I prefer just having you around. And tonight, I just knew you had deadlines. So many deadlines. And I get it. I understand. I just hate it. Yeah, I hate it because it makes you tired, and I know that this is for the money and it's to make our lives a little easier. That's why I work too, but sometimes I just wonder if it's worth it, you know? Is it really worth going through all that when you have to come home and you're just so tired? I don't know. I don't want to sound needy. I'm not really, but kind of feel as if your office gets more of you than I do. Yeah. Yeah, I do. I do think that. I get to see you all the time. I get to see you during the day when you're up to your eyeballs in caffeine and you're your jokey, silly self. And I get to see you when you're really applying those brain cells. And just showing off. And even get to see you more at night when you're working harder than ever. I mean, I still get to see certain sides of you that they'll never get to see, but don't know. Maybe I'm a little jealous, you know? Kind of want more of you to myself and not to them. I mean, they get to see you in a suit. I only get to see you when you're taking it off. Which, don't get me wrong, I never say no to. But I never really get to see you. I mean, at the weekend, that's our chance, you know. But you've always got work in your mind. And I know you just want things to be better, you want things to be fixed. Yeah, I know. Think there's some times though that you really need to just, I don't know, not concede defeat, you know, but I mean, just admit that maybe things can't be fixed 100% this time. Staying until 7, 8 o'clock at night is not going to solve anything compared to if you left at 4 or 5. I mean, how much is that hour and a half work really doing for solving the issues? And I mean, don't get me wrong, it might do something, but I've heard you. Especially Saturday morning, when you know you don't have work to go to, you still have your weekly rant. And I let you. Yeah. Because it's good for you. It's all of that frustration that you pent up over the week. And I'm wrong. I would really love it if you could somehow channel it somewhere else. But I know that you don't want to do that. Mainly because you might cross a line somewhere. Okay. Your eyes are dripping already. You're so tired. But it's okay. Because tomorrow is Saturday and we get the entire weekend to ourselves and we don't have to go visiting anyone. We don't have any friends coming round. As far as I know, there's no family emergencies. As far as I know, anyway. So I think we'll be okay. And even if it's just a Saturday in bed, I can do that. Get you all to myself. And we could even, after you've had your rant, put a rule in place. No work talk allowed. I mean it. Nothing that'll annoy you or anger you or bring you down. We'll talk about literally anything else. Okay, maybe not the sport that will bring us down. Yeah, I mean, I can be optimistic, but optimism only gets us so far, babe. Oh man. It'll be good though. We'll just eat what we want and do what we want and sleep even to the afternoon if we really need to. I know you've had a lot of early mornings. So catching up with sleep is fine by me. Oh, catching up with other things too. Well, suppose. Yeah, I suppose so. I mean, right now, I just love nothing more than you to cuddle up here and go to sleep with me. Any thoughts of anything else that involves any more energy that can happen tomorrow, Even the thoughts tiring me out. Even with that look on your face, you're not seducing me tonight. The best relationship I've got is with our bed right now. Sorry. What? Oh, don't get jealous. You love our bed too. We have an arrangement. Babe, I miss you. I'll be good to get you all to myself this weekend. And then we'll need to talk at some point. Just about what we do about the week. How we make sure that you don't stress yourself out, you're not burning out. You're putting yourself first. I care about you. And I love you. So very much. Seeing you like this. I mean, it helps that you're sleepy as I am, but this is too regular. What? Yeah, you're just staring at me and smiling. No, it's not a creepy smile. I mean, not yet. I mean, 5 more seconds, it will definitely be a creepy smile. Yeah, I think 5 more seconds of just staring and smiling would probably put you in creepy perv territory, for sure. Yeah, I know, I'm not showing anything off, but it still doesn't stop you being a creepy perv. Miss that. I know I get to kiss you goodbye in the morning before I head to work, but I miss kissing you. Why don't you get yourself out of that suit? And come cuddle in with me. And we'll just sleep as long as we need to. And we'll talk about fun in more ways than one tomorrow. What do you say? Go get yourself out of that suit. I mean, I would love to say I'd be watching you undress, but I think there's half a chance I may fall back asleep by the time you get back here. I know you are sexy, don't get me wrong. You in that suit is just fucking hell. Such a turn on. But I am tired, and me and my bed, we got a good thing going on. So, yeah, you might have to wake me up again. On you go, my human alarm clock.